Hi there. The word for you today is Christ. He's totally credible. In John 19, verse 28, we read Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, "It is finished." From the moment of his birth to the hour of his death, Christ's life was predicted in detail by Old Testament prophets. He fulfilled about 40 different prophecies during his lifetime. Did you know that statistically, the chances of that happening are about 1 in a billion? Why is it important to point this out? I'll tell you why, because voices are being raised today that question, and voices in the church, may I add, that question his virgin birth, his deity, his miracles, his resurrection, and his soon return. Evidently the same folks were around when the Apostle Peter lived. So he writes in 2 Peter chapter 1, and I quote, "I will work hard to make sure you always remember these things after I am gone. For we were not making up clever stories when we told you about the powerful coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We saw his majestic splendor with our own eyes, when he received honor and glory from God the Father. The voice from the majestic glory of God said to him, 'This is my dearly beloved Son, who brings me great joy.' We ourselves heard that voice from heaven when we were with him on the Holy Mount," that is the Mount of Transfiguration. "Because of that experience, we have even greater confidence in the message proclaimed by the prophets. We must pay close attention to what they wrote, for their words are like a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and Christ, the morning star, shines in our hearts. Above all, you must realize that no prophecy in Scripture ever came from the prophet's own understanding or from human initiative. No, those prophets were moved by the Holy Spirit, and they spoke from God." Bottom line, Christ is totally credible.